Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Ruth Wasserman Landy. She is a member of Knesset, CEO of Ruth, a global consultancy, former advisor for President Shimon Peres, Middle East commentator and columnist. A very, very good morning. Thanks for speaking to us. How are you?
Very, very good. Thank you very much. And thank you for having me on your show.
So it's great to chat to you. The Israeli elections, wow, it's not easy to focus on this again. It really does take an immense amount of mental, I don't know, stamina, doesn't it?
Stamina would be the correct word. Yes, so certainly. It's quite challenging.
Do you think we're likely to see anything different?
Unfortunately, I'm not the bearer of very good news. It seems as if the coalition system in Israel is going to produce a very similar result, because the right, let's say, body of parties, so to speak, some of them very small, others are a little bit bigger, don't seem to have the required 61 seats out of 120 in the Israeli Knesset in the parliament. And therefore, it will be difficult once more to have a very clear-cut result. I think the underlying question is not whether the right has the right number of seats, but rather who is willing to sit with current Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And there are just too many heads of smaller parties that are simply not willing to do so.
Mm. So there's definitely is it a fear, a reluctance, mistrust? What is it? Has he burnt too many bridges along the way?
I think that everybody who had served under Benjamin Netanyahu, for example, the head of Yesh Atid, Yair Lapid, who was the Minister of Finance, for example, Gideon Sar, who had served for years on the Likud party, and is the real nemesis of the current Prime Minister, because he is apparently the only, I would say, potential other candidate to be a Prime Minister, despite the small or relatively small number of seats that his party is gaining in the polls. Also Lieberman, the head of the Russian party, all of those people had previously served under Netanyahu, and they simply will not sit with him. They don't trust him. There are, I don't want to use harsher words, but yes, there is a very, it's not even a reluctance. Reluctance, is a softer word.
Yeah, because you can convince someone who's reluctant.
Exactly. And they are, that's the correct term, but they will not sit with him. And therefore, a coalition, is very, very difficult to come by. Had there been somebody else on the right heading the Likud, I think it would have been a rather an easy exercise, because the left is relatively fragmented, and therefore it would have been relatively easy to come by a normal majority coalition in a very or relatively shorter period of time. But it does seem very, very difficult in this current situation.
There's also a lot of negativity around the religious parties, specifically at the moment. And I don't know if I'm reading into it, but it definitely does seem worse in terms of perception than it has been over the last couple of elections. Would you agree with that?
I think that there's always been an inherent antagonism towards, by certain parties, towards the ultra-Orthodox. The ultra-Orthodox parties have traditionally been willing to sit in any coalition, provided that their needs of their constituencies are taken care of. Historically, they even sat in the Rabin coalition, which was definitely a small, but relatively small, led coalition. However, in the past, I think 15, 20 years, they've been in the right, coalition led by Netanyahu for the past 12 years, certainly. And they stick by him. They receive what is needed for their constituencies in their vision. there is an antagonism because their elders do not serve in the military. They do not serve in the bigotry for every other male, Jewish male, Druze male, and voluntary for Muslim Israelis, like Bedouins and so on. And they do not serve in the army. So there's antagonism inherent in that. Plus, in the current pandemic, there has been a lot of negativity in general because they have not, again, this is a generalization, but they have not been very obedient. Yes, to the difficulties and the restrictions that have been a part and parcel of the lives of the majority of the population.
Right. So with all of these dynamics, it does seem unlikely that anything is to change. That said, we also have not seen any real succession within the Likud. Isn't that surely, wouldn't that pressure come from within the party to Netanyahu, or has he just built this party around him as the kingmaker, really, or the king, rather than allowing people to succeed him?
Well, I can tell you my humble opinion. The Likud party is a traditional, let's say, rooted party, just like the what was the Labour Party, which has weakened to a very, very significant degree in the past 15 years. I think that the former Likud Party was something of a pluralistic, a democratic body that has primaries, unlike my own party, the Blue and White Party, the Yesh Atid Party, that is a predetermined list decided by the leader of the party. However, in the past 15 years or so, ever since Netanyahu has been the head of that party, he has indeed created a kind of atmosphere in which younger leaders or alternative leaders have little space in which to grow. I think that is one of the reasons why Gideon Sar has left and formed his own New Hope party to kind of create an alternative. Gideon Sar is really traditionally and for years has been part of the Likud. In fact, I would even dare to say that he's more right wing than Bibi Netanyahu, more ideal line to the right, whereas Bibi Netanyahu would be more pragmatic and rather politically inclined to the right because of the advantage it allows him in the general public. But yes, there are no people to follow suit out within, and that is part and parcel of the problem.
Absolutely fascinating. I could continue this conversation for hours, but we are out of time. It is 7:30. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us. That's Ruth Wasserman Landy, member of Knesset, CEO.
Very well.
Ruth, thank you for taking the time, and we will definitely catch up with you again as we move through this process. It is 7:30. I'm Howard Feldman. I would love to hear from you.